Mr. President, since this is my first time taking the floor under your presidency, let me begin by congratulating you, Ambassador Yuri Borisov-Stark, on your assumption of this important responsibility. I assure you of my delegation's full support and cooperation as you carry out your duties. I also highly appreciate two important presentations which we had the pleasure to hear at the outset of today's meeting. Mr. President, as the only country to have ever suffered atomic bombing during war, Japan will spare no efforts to realize a world free of nuclear weapons. Hiroshima and Nagasaki must never be repeated. As Hibakusha atomic bomb survivors are aging, it is becoming increasingly important to pass down to future generations and beyond borders the reality of devastation and humanitarian consequences of the use of nuclear weapons. The government of Japan will work with atomic bomb survivors in its efforts to promote understanding of what the use of nuclear weapons is really like. Japan has invited young foreign diplomats to Hiroshima and Nagasaki through the UN Disarmament Fellowship Program continuously since 1983, where participants had opportunities to learn firsthand experience of Hibakusha. To date, 958 fellows have traveled to Japan under this program. To our utmost delight, we have found many alumni of this program among diplomats from all over the world and officials of international organizations who are involved in the CD activities. We will continue our efforts in this direction. Mr. President, it is undeniable that we are living in a severe and unstable security environment with growing international tensions. This reality must be taken into account when taking measures to reach our shared goal, the realization of a world without nuclear weapons. Based on these viewpoints, Japan advocates for a realistic and practical approach to nuclear disarmament. This approach has underpinned the resolutions that Japan has submitted to the UN General Assembly since 1994. In this approach, the NPT is of primordial importance as the cornerstone of the international nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation regime. It is imperative that the 10th Review Conference achieve a meaningful outcome. All state parties, both nuclear and non-nuclear weapon states, should unite and join forces to realize this shared purpose. Japan has taken initiatives to this end. Last year, Japan submitted a draft resolution entitled Joint Courses of Action and a Future-Oriented Dialogue to the UN General Assembly, which was adopted with 150 votes in favor. In 2017, Japan also launched the Eminent Persons Group process, on which I would like to elaborate later. In this realistic and practical approach, Japan prioritizes both quality capping by comprehensively banning nuclear testing and quantity capping by banning the production of fissile material for nuclear weapons or nuclear explosive devices. Japan calls for the re-entry into force of the CTBT and calls on all states, in particular the 8 remaining states listed in Annex 2 thereof, to sign and ratify the treaty without further delay. In the CD, Japan calls for the recommencement of negotiations on an FMCT as the highest priority and regrets deeply that this august body failed to start tackling this long overdue task this year again. Mr. President, to conceive ways beyond the CTBT and FMCT leading to ultimately eliminating nuclear weapons, we should address the so-called hard questions, including inter alia, the relationship between nuclear deterrence and nuclear disarmament. The group of eminent persons for substantive advancement of nuclear disarmament focused on these hard questions. In October 2019, the group published its chair's report, full of insights and inspiring thoughts, illustrating further steps toward nuclear disarmament. My delegation had the pleasure to send a copy of this report to all CD member states. In order to build upon the outcomes of this group, Japan has evolved it into a track 1.5 meeting with participation of both governmental and non-governmental representatives. On March 9th this year, the government of Japan hosted the second track 1.5 meeting. Novel ideas and fresh point of views were expressed, which I hope to share with you in due course. Mr. President, in the presence of Ambassador Osmundsen, chair of the UN Governmental Group of Experts on Nuclear Disarmament Verification, that will begin this year, I would also like to briefly touch upon nuclear disarmament verification. Japan underscores the indispensable role of effective and credible nuclear disarmament verification for a promotion of nuclear disarmament. Japan has made substantive contributions to the work of both the GGE and the International Partnership for Nuclear Disarmament Verification, IPNDV. For the success of these exercises, engagement by both nuclear and non-nuclear weapon states is essential. As a non-nuclear weapon state, Japan has amassed highly advanced expertise and technologies throughout its long and wide-ranging experiences with regard to the safeguard activities conducted by the IAEA on its peaceful uses of nuclear energy. Taking full advantage of these experiences and knowledge, Japan continues to make substantive contributions to the international endeavors orchestrated by Ambassador Osmundsen. Japan encouraged the new experts to substantively deepen the discussion on further conceptual and practical work on verification, based on the final report of the last GGE published in April 2019. Mr. President, to conclude, I would like to reiterate the importance of consensus-building efforts, especially as the 10th NPT Review Conference is approaching. Japan has actively participated in the work of various cross-regional groups, such as the NPDI, the Stockholm Initiative, and the CEND, C-E-N-D. These groups add great value to our common endeavors to achieve our shared goal of realizing a world free of nuclear weapons. Through our efforts of our own and of such groups, Japan will continue to make efforts in bridge building and try to span the gaps between the countries and groups with different standpoints. We must focus on what unites us rather than what divides us. I thank you, Mr. President.